A drop of sweat rolled across Deborah's forehead and into her eye. She blinked at it frantically, making ugly squinting faces in an effort to keep watching me and clear the sweat out of her eye at the same time. She really looked somewhat pathetic, helplessly taped and struggling like a dumb animal. A dumb human animal. Not at all like me, like my brother. Not at all clever, clean, no-mess, bloodless, razor-sharp, moon-dancer, snicker-sneed Dexter and his very own brother. "Well," he said, and I heard impatience, judgment, the beginning of disappointment. I closed my eyes. The room dove around me, got darker, and I couldn't move. There was Mommy watching me, unblinking. I opened my eyes. My brother stood so close behind me I could feel his breath on my neck. My sister looked up at me, her eyes as wide and unblinking as Mommy's. And the look she gave me held me, as Mommy's had held me. I closed my eyes. Mommy. I opened my eyes. Deborah. I took the knife. There was a small noise and a rush of warm wind came into the cool air of the box. I spun around. La Guerta stood in the doorway, a nasty little automatic pistol in her hand. "I knew you'd try this," she said. "I should shoot you both. Maybe all three," she said, glancing at Deborah, then back at me. "Ha," she said, looking at the blade in my hand. "Sergeant Doak should see this. He was right about you." And she pointed the gun toward me, just for half a second. It was long enough. Brian moved fast, faster than I would have thought possible. Still, La Guerta got off one shot, and Brian stumbled slightly as he slid the blade into La Guerta's midsection. For a moment, they stood like that, and then both of them were on the floor, unmoving. A small pool of blood began to spread across the floor, the mingled blood of them both, Brian and La Guerta. It was not deep. It didn't spread far. But I shrank away from it, the horrible stuff, with something very near to panic. I only took two backward steps, and then I bumped into something that made muffled sounds to match my own panic. Deborah. I ripped the duct tape off her mouth. "Jesus Christ, that hurt," she said. "For God's sake, let me out of this shit and quit acting like a fucking lunatic." I looked down at Deborah. The tape had left a ring of blood around the outside of her lips. Awful red blood that drove me back behind my eyes and into the yesterday box with Mommy. And she lay there, just like Mommy.